The nearly $8 million grant will establish a 24/7 behavioral health service to patients throughout South Dakota and the Upper Midwest. Subscribing hospitals can use video chat technology to assess a patient's needs. The service will eventually expand to law enforcement and EMS professionals. Walter Panzer is a trustee with the Helmsley Charitable Trust. He says this level of round-the-clock access to behavioral health has yet to exist in rural areas.
I believe, and the Helmsley Charitable Trust believes, your care should be equal to the urban counterparts, no matter where you choose to call home.
Increasing access to mental health assessments ensures patients receive the most appropriate level of care for their specific needs. Deanna Larson is CEO of Avera eCare. She says telemedicine allows for a wide variety of services to small-town residents, from psychiatrists to social workers.
And in many cases, we're finding, especially around behavioral health, telemedicine is very adaptable to coming to full treatment and the patients being very responsive to treatment and actually having very good outcomes.
The Helmsley Trust is also giving more than $600,000 to establish a telehealth certificate program for care providers. Avera Behavioral Health Vice President Matthew Stanley says that will help establish a standard of care for this new approach to mental health. He says that program might include anything from additional ethics considerations to the number of training hours logged with the camera system.
Those are the kind of expectations we set when a physician comes to practice in a hospital or joins a health system. I just want to make sure that we're also applying that same kind of rigorous expectation when we look at telemedicine.
The initial behavioral health telemedicine services are expected to be available by March of 2019. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.